1350 KMAN.
Good morning. Welcome to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, and it's double trouble of Brady's right here for this first hour of In Focus, because we got Brady Burton, superintendent of Blue Valley Randolph, and it's time to talk some schools. Good morning.
How are you guys?
Dude, it's not a karaoke party.
It could be.
I was about to say exactly the same thing.
I heard you talking on the game yesterday about karaoke, so.
That was a couple days ago.
A couple days ago, okay.
Yeah. Do you have a karaoke go-to song, Brady Burton? You guys even got the same initials.
Yeah.
What's your middle initials?
L.
J.
Okay.
LJ. No, mine's J.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I know Dave just read the breaking news on the library, and what a shame. I hope they can get it back to where it was as soon as possible, and what a shame for everyone in the community and K-State alums, and that's quite a building.
Oh, very beautiful building. Probably one of the most beautiful buildings on campus.
I would agree. So, Brady, yesterday, the Kansas Supreme Court finally heard the school finance case that they've been waiting on between the legislature and the schools for fair funding. And as you might expect, the one side, the legislature, feels like that they've put plenty of money into the formula. And, of course, the schools for fair funding feel like they have not put enough money into the finance formula for next year. So it's a wait-and-see game. They've got to hand down a verdict by June 30th or schools will shut down. And if they do rule in favor of the schools for fair funding, then the legislature will have to come back in a special session and put more money into the formula. So we'll see what happens. I have real mixed emotions. I think we're all getting kind of tired of this between the legislature and the courts, and I don't know. I know they've put more money in the last 2 years. Is it enough? I don't know. Anyway, but I just hope we can get it taken care of, and so it doesn't hurt our children of Kansas.
And that's the big thing, right, with this issue, because this is what year, third year in a row we've been looking at that.
It is.
We've been saying that sentence of, blah, 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 by June 30th or schools will be shut down. I think this
exactly.
is the third year in a row we've been talking about that around this time of year. And I think you speak for a lot of people on that, on those mixed emotions, when I think everybody just wants to find the solution, whatever solution that is. But as long as it's the solution that fixes this kind of at least once and for all, at least for a long time, so that at the very least we're just not continuing to do this year in, year out. Let's just find a solution that actually just fixes the problem, and we can, move on to actually educating children.
Well, I would agree, and unfortunately, I think since education or K-12 education is, a big piece of the pie for the Kansas budget, it's always going to, have this type of, microscopic look every year. But anyway, I agree. I think we're all tired of it, and ready to move on and just, be fair with what they're doing, and let's move on with it.
As far as that, what they passed at 548, I believe, was, or 523, I guess depends who you ask on that, whether it's 523 or 548. But
on the new money,
on the new money.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what's that money mean for Blue Valley Randolph?
For us, it would be about $85,000 additional dollars into our budget.
Per year for those 5 years?
Yes, starting next year. So anyway, is that adequate for us? I don't know. I know I will be very happy to get additional funding. Could we do more with even more funding? Yes. Is it enough to educate kids in our district? Yes, it is. So,
and that you said $85,000?
Yes.
Now, is that an amount for Blue Valley Randolph that allows you to do a lot more things, or is it more just kind of to keep things just kind of stable?
I would say it's more keeping things stable and allowing us to give our employees, you know, a 3-4% raise, which we haven't been able to do very much over the last 5, 6, 7 years. We did hire Riley County School District and Blue Valley together, use some of this money in the last more from a year ago. Together, we've hired a full-time social worker that we're going to split the cost with. And so we're using some of this funds for that. So anyway, which will be a real positive for both of us.
And doing clear on something, inform some listeners who are used to having you both in. Cliff Williams, superintendent for Riley County School District, couldn't make it in, not feeling too well, low under weather. So right. Get well, Cliff.
Right. I think he emailed both of us or texted me, emailed you that he's home ill. So best wishes to him. I hope it's nothing serious. You know, another thing, we have state assessments every spring in math and English primarily, and then in science and social studies. But we received those results here about 2 weeks ago, which we'll be sharing with our board here in June. But our state assessments look good again in most every area. You have to give state assessments in grades 3 through 8 and then grades 10 and in high school, or grade 10 in high school. And so in math and ELA or English and reading, and in most every area, we were down in a couple grades below the state average for our district. But all in all, we were above the state average in all our grades. So again, good job to our staff and students on that. And, you know, state assessments used to be more a high stakes type thing, and anymore it's more looked at as just one more tool in your drawer to look at, get a snapshot of how kids are doing in school.
Let's go ahead and take our first break. We're about due for a break here on In Focus. We'll come back and talk more with Blue Valley Randolph Superintendent Brady Burton right here on News Radio KMAN.
Catastrophe hits and your home